True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fleet Mail Jackson. Mail? Seriously? Mail. Okay. Well, that should have been a good giveaway right there. Mail Jax has accumulated title after title in girls' high school track. Mail. No, I'm just going to leave that there. His dominance. Notice I don't give him the courtesy of calling him her. His dominance in girls' sports has prompted renewed calls for legislation both at the state and national level to protect the integrity and sanctity of women's and girls' sports. With us now to discuss the ongoing effort to restore fairness to women's and girls' sports is Caitlin Wheeler. She is a former NCAA swimmer, University of Kentucky athlete, and teammate of Riley Gaines. You'll remember Riley. We've had her on this show a number of times. Caitlin is among the athletes suing the NCAA for violating her Title IX rights. Caitlin, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
No, it's a pleasure. And, you know, who would have thought back, you know, a couple of years ago when Riley and I first started having this conversation that we'd be still litigating this issue, that this lawsuit stems from the January 2022 ruling by the NCAA Board of Governors that allows transgender athletes to compete in the category of their affirmed gender on a sport-by-sport basis. The NCAA says the ruling is, quote, preserving the opportunity for transgender students while balancing fairness, inclusion, and safety. We're going to talk about that next one there, safety, but Caitlin, the lawsuit accuses the NCAA of violating your Title IX rights by allowing University of Pennsylvania swimmer Leah Thomas, a biological male, to participate in the 2022 National Championships, correct?
Correct. I mean, it has. The bottom line is the NCAA has failed us as female athletes. Their most basic jobs is to protect fairness and safety, as you said, of its athletes, and really to uphold Title IX, and it has failed miserably. Really, these past couple of years, we've seen multiple instances of males who are identifying as women going into women's sports. I mean, it's the same story over and over again.
Right.
Going into women's sports, it's a mediocre male going into women's sports and absolutely dominating. And it's really sad what we've seen happen. And so the NCAA has obviously actively and openly discriminated against women on the basis of their sex, which means they are in direct violation of Title IX.
You know, I love their statement here, preserving the opportunity while balancing fairness, inclusion, and safety. We can't really debate inclusion. Okay, we'll give them that one. But I would love to see how they argue fairness when you look at the genetic, the scientific, the pure just, I mean, size. I mean, we've all seen the pictures on the podium with Riley and Leah and all these other, I mean, heck, I just saw one the other day of a track athlete who was easily 2 feet taller than his female competitors, how do they look at that and say that balances fairness?
Right, exactly. You make some really good points there. I mean, aside from the physiological differences between men and women, because there are.
Bone density, muscle mass, yeah, all of that, yeah.
Yes, yeah. There's so many physiological factors at play, hormone levels, but like bone density, as you said, larger heart muscles. Aside from all of that, you know, you talk about the word inclusivity, which is like a very virtuous word. They want to throw a lot of virtuous words at us. And, you know, it's, you know, we need to be inclusive. We need to be accepting of these males who are identifying as females. But really, that's damaging to sports specifically in all areas as well. You know, sororities, there's Boy Scouts who are now allowing women into Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts who are allowing boys into their Girl Scouts. It's just crazy. And these boundaries, these really different differences have been set up to be exclusive, not to be inclusive to all. There's a reason for that. And so to label it as inclusive is really just destructive of the whole system itself.
Well, and I love that last one is the safety for all who compete. How many times do female athletes have to have their faces busted in by a volleyball or be hurt in the course of competition before they accept the absolute ridiculous notion that this is not safe?
Yeah, it's not safe. And I have parents calling me all the time in tears, unsure of what to do. Like, how do they tell their daughters that they can't play their sports anymore because they're afraid that they're going to, you know, be hurt? Or, you know, for Peyton McNabb's example, she has permanent brain damage from being struck in the head by a volleyball that was hit by a male opponent. There was a female field hockey player who had her teeth knocked out by a puck that was smacked by a male opponent on the opposing team. It's not only unfair, it's not only not equal or fair to women, but it's unsafe for us as well.
Well, and we're not only talking about safety on the field. There's also the issue, and I, you know, when I remember when Riley and I talked the last time, there's the issue of safety in the locker room. I mean, she explained how awkward it is. You've experienced this in the dressing room when she said it takes up to 15 minutes to put on, you know, these swimming out the swimsuits.
Right.
And that's a safety issue in and of itself.
It sure is. It sure is, because you're right. It's not just happening in sports, but it's happening in spaces. We're seeing this in public school systems. We're seeing it in all of these different organizations like Planet Fitness, the YMCA.
Right.
We're seeing men go in into women's areas of sanctuary, really, and take away like that safety that women are supposed to feel going into those environments. You know, at the NCAA meet, while I was changing, you know, fully exposed, and to turn around and see a 6'4" man, a mere 10 feet from me, changing and exposing himself, you know, that's not something we were prepared for. That's not something that we were asked for our consent or forewarned about. So I really felt like humiliated and violated and stuff. But I think most of all, I felt betrayed. Betrayed by an organization that I had up until that moment really truly believed had our best interests at heart, because, you know, that's what they claimed to be promotive of Title IX and women and all of our opportunities. You know, I was completely caught off guard by that, because that's when I really started to question, you know, maybe what the NCAA and these other organizations, maybe what they're doing isn't right. You know, maybe we should start asking those questions. Do they really have our best interests at heart, or what they're doing really right? And they want to act like we're asking for so much, but really we're not. We're asking for the bare minimum. And really, if our leaders are still unwilling to do the right thing, then I suggest they resign from their jobs immediately so that we can put people in leadership who will make the right call, which is really just protecting women and children at the same time.
Yeah, no, you're asking for common sense, if you ask me. But, you know, again, this is, we're not right now, unfortunately, we're not in a culture that supports common sense.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Since we're talking with Caitlin Wheeler, she's an ambassador for the Riley Gaines Center. In response to your lawsuit, a nonprofit LGBTQ, you know, alphabet mafia group, the athletic one of these athletic advocacy groups said, quote, "This lawsuit is the latest effort to eliminate the ability of transgender athletes to exist in the same spaces as cisgender athletes and to erode the autonomy of sports governing bodies to set, quote, evidence-based eligibility criteria as they see fit." There's a lot to dissect there, Caitlin. But let me just ask, does your lawsuit in any way prohibit trans individuals from existing? I wasn't aware that it did that.
You know, this is in no way anti anything.
Right.
What I would say is, you know, what about women? Don't women deserve equal opportunity, fairness, and a right to privacy? You know, this lawsuit isn't about hurting anyone or preventing anyone from competing in sports. You know, there is a place for trans people to compete in sports. You know, I'm a firm believer in sports. I've done sports for 18 years of my life, for as long as I can remember. I think everyone should do sports, honestly. But this isn't about taking away those opportunities. There is a place for people to compete, and that is competing in the category in the sex in which you were born. There's the male category. If you were born with XY chromosomes, you compete in the male category. If you were born with XX chromosomes, you compete in the female category. But this is about helping women. This lawsuit is about helping the women who have been hurt and impacted and preventing it from happening in the future. It's about ensuring fairness, equality, and a safe playing field. And I really think that that's something just about everyone should want.
Well, and when they talk about evidence-based eligibility criteria, my first thought is, what evidence? What science? I mean, if they were relying on science, the guy's got junk. At that point, then he plays with other guys with junk. I mean, it seems, and I'm not saying that we want to inspect people's, because that's another, red herring that they throw out there. But come on, it's such common sense. And yet they throw out these buzzwords and that you're trying to erode the autonomy and that you want transgender athletes no longer to exist. It has nothing to do with that. This is just about safety and security and ensuring an equal playing field, which clearly having a 6 foot tall guy competing with 5 foot tall women is not equal playing field.
Right. And you said it so beautifully. You know, it's a common sense issue. And unfortunately, it's become so politicized.
Right.
And that's very intentional because they don't want you to see common sense and truth in this issue. They don't want you to be unified in any sort of way because it's all about being divisive. And so really, I see what's at stake here. I know what will happen if we don't do something. Obviously, we're seeing that play out. I don't want to sit here and say that I want to be here and I want to be having to say that men and women are different. It's crazy that we have to sit here and say that. But it's necessary. And I think really our country is desperate for truth to be spoken. And so I think that's just like really what God has called on my heart and many of these other girls who are on this lawsuit. You know, we don't want to have to be here. This shouldn't be our job, but unfortunately our leadership, the NCAA, the Biden administration, our current leaders are failing us. And so really they forced our hand. And so I'm really excited, though, to be seeing change. We're definitely seeing the tide start to turn.
I'm glad to hear that. Where does the lawsuit stand now, and are you optimistic about the outcome?
Yeah, so the lawsuit is still, obviously, this could take quite some time to kind of pen out, but NCAA responded, and they're not willing to settle or anything yet, but I think that's a good thing. We're hoping that it will go up to the Supreme Court, and no matter what happens at the Supreme Court, because this is the first case of its kind, whatever happens, it will become law, and so that will either be a good thing for us, which I hope it is. I hope we win, and I definitely think we should, because I believe the common sense and truth prevails in the end. But this will just set a baseline for the future and either preventing this from happening again, or obviously we need to get some leaders in there who won't allow that to happen again or continue to happen. So it's going to take some time, but we're still fighting and still definitely advocating for this.
Well, Caitlin, if folks want to connect with you, they can find you on X at Wheeler Caitlin. I follow you on X. I encourage my listeners to do the same. If they want to connect with the Riley Gaines Center, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, you can go to the RileyGainesCenter.org, or if you're interested in the lawsuit and would like to find ways to support and contribute, you can go to TakeOnTheNCAA.com and either sign our petition or find ways to give on there.
I really appreciate you, Caitlin. Thank you for what you're doing. Carry on the fight. We need women like you to be out there pushing back and just speaking truth to their lack of science. So carry on what you're doing, my friend.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.